This is Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Starkey Director of Communications, Jamie Reed. Welcome to Issues 2024, Jamie.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Starkey,
good to be here.
Providing service to people with disabilities in the Wichita community. How long has Starkey been around?
We have actually been around since 1930, so we are headed toward our centennial. But Starkey was known in the 1950s as the Starkey School. That's how a lot of Wichitans came to know us. And of course, today we are a lot of things beyond a school.
What are we talking about that? Now, how long have you worked for Starkey from the beginning? Just a little joke. A small joke.
No, I actually have been there 27 years at this point. Hard to believe.
What did you do before that, if anything? Was there...
I worked for small-town newspapers in Kansas, so I was a print journalist, but I actually wanted to do the communications function for a nonprofit. So
where were those papers?
I worked at the Newton, Kansas.
Newton, yeah.
Salina Journal.
Yeah.
Emporia Gazette and Phillips County Review. That was my hometown.
Emporia Gazette, huh?
Uh-huh.
William Allen White, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Got to tour his house. So great.
Where is the Starkey campus?
We are at 4500 West Maple, and that is over by Town West Square, so Maple and West.
So that's the campus, but we're talking about other facilities, homes, apartments, all over.
Yes. I mean, that is a campus for day programs.
Okay.
And then we have 40 homes and two apartment complexes throughout Wichita. So we are very spread out.
How many people receive Starkey services?
We serve at this point around 475 people with disabilities. And we actually employ right now 380 employees. So we are a large operation, 24/7, 365 days a year.
And how does that compare over the years? Have you added employees?
Absolutely.
Has there been growth? Has it been,
I'm a good person to ask about that because when I started back in the mid-90s, I believe we served, 150, 175 people. So, yes, absolutely. Exponential growth and then employees, too. We have people coming to us through the admissions process constantly.
Oh, that's a good. That's good. I wanted to ask you about that, about the admission process. How many people on your payroll did you say?
380.
My goodness, mm-hmm. You're a large employer.
We are a large employer, and we have openings. So I put that out there because if you're interested in a career that is fantastic and you can care for people and watch their growth, Starkey is a great place to be.
Okay, so how does a person, one of your clients, become involved? How can they be part of your services then?
You know, I get that question almost weekly through our website. Families reaching out, they have a son or a daughter with disabilities, typically teenager, early adult, and they are starting to think about services. In our county, you start with Sedgwick County. They have the Community Developmental Disability Organization. We have a lot of acronyms in our field, but the CDDO is your one-stop shop. So you start there, you get an assessment, and they put the array of services on the table for families to choose. Do you want to come to Starkey for a day program? Do you want employment supports? Do you need a group living, supported living type situation? A sad thing in Kansas, we do have a waiting list. The legislature took huge action this year in bringing and making offers to almost 700 people off that waiting list. That's the first time in 20 years there's been movement on that. So we do have new people coming into services, finally getting their offer of funding, which is exciting.
What kind of disabilities are we talking about?
You know, it is such a wide variety. So you might have a young person who has severe autism. You might have someone who has Down syndrome. There are a variety of genetic disabilities that people have that cause them to need extra support throughout the course of their life. And that's something we say all the time. You know, Starkey isn't a place where someone is magically cured or rehabbed. They are typically in a situation where they're going to need a level of support their entire lives.
Yeah, so you've got some people that stay with you for a long while then.
We do. We actually did a video on Mike, who came to us in the 1950s as a first grader. He's in one of our yearbooks that we still have. And so he and his family were, I got to sit with them and interview them for a video. And Mike, of course, today needs a lot of support. He uses a wheelchair. He is in an accessible home. He used to work at Carlos O'Kelly's, but is physically unable to do that as part of our day program. So we are there for somebody from the time that they are a child in school all the way until their 70s or 80s.
So how old is Mike now then?
Oh, I am going to say in his late 60s.
60s, 30s, well, yeah. I mean, 50s if he's, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So how do you raise money to pay the bills?
The majority of our funding comes to us through Medicaid. So we are a Medicaid program that comes from the federal level through our state down to Starkey. But that doesn't cover it all. So we do fundraising. I thank you and Ted for being part of that. Last week, we had our Starkey Golf Classic, and that has been going for 41 years at this point. We also have our Exhale Spa fundraiser coming up later this month at Beaumont West Spa. We have the Amber Waves Tasting Tour that happens in the spring, and then our Sporting Clays event in July. Those are Starkey fundraisers, but we also benefit from the Devlin Rod and Customs car show in January.
So any money from the state of Kansas?
The state,
or is it Medicaid? Is that the state?
Well, that is. It's a federal and state share.
I got you.
You know, the federal part, the state has to put forth money. And when I talk about the waiting list, that was the state's commitment this year, is to actually put more money forth to draw down the federal Medicaid dollars.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, as I understand it, you're fundraising for three new homes?
We are.
Tell us about that.
We constantly have people in need of group living and supported living options. And so increasingly, they need homes that are super, super accessible. Every house we build, we feel like, okay, we've got it right, and then we learn something. And if you have six people who use wheelchairs living in a home, you need room. You need wide hallways and accessible restrooms and all of that. And so these three homes will be in West Wichita. We've made good progress on our fundraising for them. They will be co-located together on a single lot that we own. And there's advantages to that. You can do some staff sharing and support when you have three homes that close. There's room to build, you know, 4,500 square foot homes so that people have the room and the floor plan that they need for it to be accessible.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your transportation needs.
Oh, I
mean, you got people going to work and everything like that.
Ongoing, yes.
So tell us about that.
We currently in the Starkey Transportation Program have 110 vehicles. We actually provide 300,000 rides a year. So we are a large paratransit provider in Sedgwick County. And every day right now, you know, we have people going to and from a job, to and from their home, to a day program, to a medical appointment. As you get toward the evening or the weekend, you have people that want to participate in Special Olympics. They want to go to the YMCA. They want to go shopping. And so it takes vehicles to make that happen. We have a great partner in KDOT. They have provided over the years through a grant process the accessible buses. So we are definitely grateful for that.
I want to backtrack just a little bit. Forgive me, but how many clients do you say you're working with right now then?
475.
475. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand Starkey has formed a partnership with the Wheat Shocker Collective. I don't even know what that is. That sounds great, but what is it?
Well, Wheat Shock Collective is actually the name, image, and likeness overarching agency that handles that for WSU athletes.
And, okay, yeah, the new thing where they share revenue or whatever.
Correct.
NIL.
NIL.
Yeah. Okay.
And so as part,
so how are you involved in that then?
It's such an interesting thing. As part of the NIL expectations, the athletes have a certain amount of community engagement and volunteerism that goes on. And so we were fortunate to make that connection with the Wheat Shot Collective, and they do volunteer work at Starkey. We've done it twice. We're looking forward to future engagements, but it started with members of the men's basketball team coming out to one of our group homes where we have some of our clients that love to play basketball, and they shot hoops. I mean, it was simple as that. And really enjoyed that time. The baseball team came out. They actually didn't play baseball. We were at one of our homes, and so on the lawn there, they played badminton and volleyball and played some catch and did some different things there. And just time with the athletes has been really exciting for us.
Tell us about your work with Celebrity Dog Trainer.
Who knew that
is this
we
for
would,
celebrities with dogs or celebrity dogs like Rinton Tin?
He is a celebrity in his own right.
Okay.
But you raise a valid point. He does train celebrity dogs, dogs on movie sets.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, Joel Silverman. He, I think, is best known for being on Animal Planet for a series back in the early 2000s called Good Dog You. So he likes to teach average people like me how to train their dogs. But he has had that celebrity interaction. He reached out to Starkey through Wagon Tail Ranch in Valley Center. And he said, look, I've always wanted to do a program where I teach individuals with disabilities how to train dogs. He said, I believe they have the capacity to not only learn, but also train others. And so we said, yeah, we have animal lovers. We will bring you some people. And we did. And he started with five. He kind of winnowed it down to two or three. And he taught individuals from Starkey how to train others to train dogs.
Okay.
It was so exciting.
And when he trained you, did he use some sort of a biscuit or something?
He did.
So when you did it right, you got reward?
That's right. But it wasn't a biscuit. It was better. It was like a bacon-flavored little nugget. So they were incredibly motivated.
So you know how to lie down and roll over and all that
I
stuff.
Do. Okay. I do. I know.
But you don't chase cars. Good.
I don't.
You're listening to Issues 2024 on the Odyssey radio station. Our guest, Starkey Director of Communications, Jamie Reed. And my wife and I faced a problem the other day. What can we do with these old computer decks and printers that are piling up in my office? And we no longer use.
Please bring them to us at Starkey. We would love that. We do electronics recycling at our main building, 4500 West Maple. You can just drive to our building, ring a bell at the garage door, and we have a team that will come out and take them from you. We do have a couple of things that we can't take. We can't take televisions. We can't take the old CRT monitors, the big deep monitors from the 80s and 90s. We also can't take a giant copy machine from your office, but most everything else, and you didn't have that, so you're good. But most everything else we can take from you, and it creates jobs. The people there at Starkey actually take these apart, cut the cables off, take the motherboards out, sort the parts for recycling, and we have a broker that we work with that makes use of those.
Wow.
And they have assured us that those parts go to companies here in the United States. They're reused to make picnic tables, you know, the plastics.
Wow.
Parts of them are ground up, and they make playground, kind of the rubber playground
equipment. Yeah, I know
equipment.
That.
Yeah. I mean, the glass is reused from them. So we are assured that they don't just get shipped to an overseas landfill.
You say Starkey helps people work. That's one of your slogans. Can you dig a little deeper on that one for me?
That is a huge part of what we do every day. So it's no secret that young adults often want money, a paycheck, and they want, they get that by working. And so We have young people who come to us who might only need that support. They might live with their family, but they need to find a job and they need coaching to do that. And so through our what we call supported employment program, we have people who come to us, they learn interview skills. We help them look for the job openings. We work on soft skills, what we call soft skills, you know, conversation, how you do a good interview, how you look, how you present. And then we go with them. We actually accompany them on job tryouts, at the interview, and then most exciting part, when they get hired, we are there with them on the job. So we don't just turn somebody loose. Disabilities present in a variety of ways. And so for some people, that could cause some challenges on the job. And your typical supervisor needs a little help navigating that with people from Starkey. So we are there. We're there as long as they need us there.
What's the value of your clients living independently?
Well, it's something.
What is the value there?
The value is very personal to them. It's a goal that so many of them have. You know, I want to live in my own apartment. I want to make my own decisions about where I go and who I spend time with and have the resources to pay rent and do the types of activities that I want to do. And so for them, it's a very intrinsic personal value.
I ask this of almost everybody I interview here on this show. How did the pandemic impact Starkey? The COVID pandemic, just about everybody in some way or other.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Well, it had obviously some very tragic impacts at Starkey because people have physical conditions that made them very vulnerable to COVID. And so we did lose people to COVID. And, you know, we're extremely sad about that because we care about these people so much that we work with every day. But on a broader scale, it caused us to lock down, of course, in the beginning to have people who just stayed in their homes, could not come to day programs. It continues to impact us. I mean, we do have people who have to mask up for a while, have to, they don't get as ill with it always. Some people do, certainly, but it doesn't have the broad impact that it did right at the beginning.
Do you need volunteers?
We always need volunteers.
Okay.
You probably got to see some of that on the golf course. People who come out and volunteer at events, which is great fun. We not only have those fundraising events, we have a spring party and we have a holiday party for our individuals at Starkey. So I would highly recommend that if you want a fun 3 or 4 hour volunteer gig, that is your best bet. But we need people who come in, read books, help with art therapy. I mean, there are just a number of things that you can do depending on your schedule at Starkey.
All right. So the way to get in touch with you is, do you go to the webpage or cover
the webpage? Yeah, the website is the best, starkey.org. But here's my shameless plug, Steve. I want people to follow us on Facebook, on X, which formerly was Twitter, but it's X.
Okay.
Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel. We are on social media, so that's a great way that people engage.
I'm not on any of those, but I do have Facebook. So.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Right up to snuff there. So what have I not covered today that I need to talk about? I think I've hit just about... You suggested some ideas, but anything that you think of we haven't touched on?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to cover so many things about Starkey.
Yeah.
I would just encourage people to remember Starkey as a resource for businesses. And that can be in our in-house employment program where we do work for local businesses on a contract basis. But especially to be thinking about ways that we can continue to help people become employed. That's a huge goal. And we have people who have been at their jobs with our support for 20 plus years. So once an employer hires someone from Starkey, they very quickly learn about their work ethic, about the fact that these are people that love and value their jobs.
So you tell me that you've got a good reputation with business people then.
We do.
The ones who have hired Starkey.
We just have our third person hired at Carlos O'Kelly's.
Really?
And so we have three people working there now. I mean, it's a testament to the employers, obviously. We have a couple at Ace Hardware. We have a couple of them at Rolling Hills Health and Rehab. Someone employed at Prost German Restaurant. So throughout the community, you get to see people from Starkey working.
What's the biggest challenge for Starkey?
I would say finding and employing good employees who love this work. This is a type of work that you don't choose unless your heart is really in it. And so we need CNAs. We need people who are going into the healthcare field, certainly, but we also just need people who have something to give, something to teach, and want to spend time at, you know, helping people with disabilities meet their goals and live good lives.
So as far as volunteers are concerned, do they need any special training when they come to you?
We do offer, training if you're going to be in the programs and working directly with people. Otherwise, if you just want to come help out, like at the holiday party, no, that's just a sign up. We're going to orient you there the day of and tell you things like, hey, you're going to be helping with karaoke. Go. Here's your microphone.
Why do you go to work every day, Jamie? Beyond a paycheck. I know you get paid a lot of money, but beyond that, what's your motivator? What makes you roll out of the bed in the morning and get going?
Well, for me, you know, I love to tell people's stories. And that's always been a huge part of my career and my life. And I get the honor of doing it at Starkey with people who have made such great, incredible progress in their lives. They meet their goals. They get the support they need. And they're excited about things that they are engaging in and discovering and learning. And I either get to write about that or tell it through a video. And there are so many stories left to tell that's what keeps me going.
Well, there's a lot of places to work where you can't measure your success like that all the time. It sounds like you've been able to track your outfit's success pretty well. So what's ahead? What's going to be happening here in the next few months at Starkey? What, anything exciting going on?
Well, we will obviously be building some houses. So we look to start that in 2025. We will be getting more employers connected to us. We are always getting new admissions. And so that means creating new types of programs, connecting with community resources for not only jobs, but we deliver Meals on Wheels. We do volunteer work with the Kansas Food Bank and the Kansas Humane Society. So making those types of connections that allow people to be engaged as volunteers and giving back in our community. And that's always something that we're looking to build.
And a lot more is going on at Starkey than you might think then. But hey, thanks for being with us today. As always, we always have a good show when you're on with us. We learn a lot.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your time.
It speeds by, Steve.
Our guest is Starkey Director of Communications, Jamie Reed. That's all for this edition of Issues 2024. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.